Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long and joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, guys, it was reported today the league ownership with the NFL Players Association have agreed to a 2025 salary cap that is $279.2 million. What do you know? It's a new record. So where does that leave the Saints right now? Well, the site Over the Cap has New Orleans with $329.6 million tied up with dead money left over from the previous contracts with Marshawn Lattimore, Michael Thomas, and Jameis Winston. They also rolled over a little more than $2.9 million in unspent cap space from 2024 to work with this year. That means the Saints are now in the red by about $47.5 million. Now, there's still plenty of work to be done here, obviously, but that is a huge upgrade from like more than just a few weeks ago when everybody was talking about the Saints being $70 million over the projected cap. So 47.5, a lot better number to work with here. And I know Mickey Loomis and crew will be hard at work doing it.
Thank God they don't do my taxes or balance my checkbook. Charlie?
What do you say, Mike? It's the two stitches on the five-stitch injury.
That's all it is.
Yeah, how about that? Guys, I already used the stat from D1 about the LSU pitching stat, so I'm going with a little bit of a curveball here. ESPN Stats and Info has a really fun stat here, guys. Rick Pitino, the first head coach in Division I history to win a regular season conference title with five different schools. He did it with Boston University, he did it with Kentucky, Louisville, Iona, and most recently with St. John's, locking up the Big East title this year, guys. St. John's, the number 7 ranked team in the country right now, and come March Madness time, that's a team to watch, because Pitino, man, he's got an illustrious career, and you just feel like St. John's and the Red Storm are going to be a tough out come March Madness.
Had a texter ask me about Cam Scatabo, the running back from Arizona State, and I saw him at Sacramento State where he was as good a player there as he was at Arizona State. The competition was just a little bit different, but in where I got him projected, he would fall into that late second, very early third round pick, what we had talked about before, that day two selection. Not only is he a really tough inside runner, he's got enough speed. He sort of mesmerizes you a little bit in that you don't think he's that fast until he's running away from you. He's also a really, really good receiver coming out of the backfield. He's got some of the softest hands to catch the ball, and then he's straight up the field. And if he tries to run you over or he tries to run around you because he's that type of speed, I just think running backs are devalued a little bit and always will. I think big linemen, they'll always get the advantage there along with the quarterback position. But I look at Cam as a guy that probably that late second into the round three type selection, and he can do a lot of business. He ends up in Kansas City, that would be about right, you know, because they're looking for a guy that can carry a little bit more of the load than Isaiah Pacheco can, and he'd be a nice fit there.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, I saw a mock draft that actually had the Saints landing Scadaboo. That makes a ton of more sense to me than using the ninth pick on Genty.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
And I think Scadaboo had, you know, people knew about him, but his coming out party against Texas, guys, in the college football playoff was the real moment that, like, okay, this
kid's
serious.
He's going up against NFL players.
And he shined. He was fantastic in that game. So a lot of people are now projecting him. You know, the tape alone and the numbers that he put up at Arizona State, I agree with you, Mike, he's a day two pick. It's just a matter of if he's a second or maybe an early third round pick. But he could be in play for the Saints if they decide to use that third-round pick if he's there.
Right? Yeah, and that was a thought when we were talking, you know, a little earlier about other backs and Woody Marks being one of them. Would Cam Scadaboo still be around? Because I do think this draft, you're going to have a lot of offensive, defensive linemen sort of eaten up very quickly. Big man, hey, listen, the Greeks settled this years ago. Got a chance to pick a really talented big man, a really talented small guy. You go with the big dude. Well, they're going to go with the big dudes. But Cam Scadaboo's going to help whoever picks him. And he's a really versatile back. And one thing for sure, wherever he goes, he's going to have more jerseys sold there than the first-round pick guy, unless it's Cam Ward or somebody like that. Because that guy is going to be a fan favorite, and he can play football at the highest level.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.